Hey guys, so it's Blue here, and I don't know who's going to be listening to this, whether you're a very active participant in the GWA community, you're a poster, a commenter, or maybe just someone who lurks around, or someone who likes to PM your favorite posters, but I just want to say thank you for participating, and you know, you might have a stronger impact than you ever realized. So I started GWA a while ago, 2 years ago, I think, back in 2015, roughly October. So it's been 2 years since I started. And the way I found GWA was there was a post in the sex board. And somebody had asked a question of, oh hey, is anyone more turned on by the sound of sex rather than the actual visuals? And in the comments below, GWA was linked, and so I decided to click, and I guess a significant portion of my life was changed by this. No, I didn't look for very long before I decided to join in, maybe two weeks, and then I took the plunge. I was initially quite active, but not anymore, just due to life and not having as much privacy and time as I previously did. I enjoy GWA, and it's a great outlet for me to explore and be creative and to meet wonderful new people. So when I first started making audios, I came at it from the more creative side, I guess. I was thinking more along the lines of, hey, what scripts can I use and what different characters can I embody? And how can I edit these audios to make them seem more immersive and authentic? Granted, I'm not very good at that, as you can see from my audios, but I do have a lot of fun editing and recording, putting them together. So it was more selfish, I guess you could say. It was just for my own enjoyment, really. I wasn't too concerned with whether other people would enjoy the audios. Like, for me, the more sexual parts of the audio, they came second to the rest of it. Like, I wanted to make sure that I was telling a good story, and as for whether or not you got off, I was more indifferent to that, if that makes sense. But like, gradually through the years, I've realized that some people are really, they really benefit from the audios that are put out here by all these wonderful creators. And then when you move on to other subreddits like Pillow Talk Audio and Audio Candy, where you get these audios that touch on more different subjects like anxiety, depression, loneliness, comfort, reassurance. That's like a whole other game, really. And you really have a sense of just someone else being there and caring for you. And these kind of audios, they really do genuinely benefit you and help you in some kind of manner. And so I slowly started to realize that while yes, it is fun and it's creative to make these audios, there are also people out there who might really need it at some time, and it could really help them through difficult and low points. And I know that I myself have personally experienced this with some audios. I don't know how to say it. Like, they just really, really they just touched upon all my insecurities and all my fears and laid them out and turned them on their heads and reassured me to say that, you know, hey, everything's okay. Everything's good here. And for that, I really, truly appreciate it. And I really thank these creators. And I know that I myself am sometimes guilty of not commenting and messaging people enough. So a lot of times I have just simply upvoted and not left a comment. I have a lot of people who I very constantly check in on. They don't know that I check in on them, but I am always following their work and I'm always listening. And there's a lot of things that I might want to say, but sometimes I have difficulty reaching out to them. And I know that there are some groups in GWA who are more close to each other, maybe due to Discord or TeamSpeak or whatever outside resources kick that you might have. And I've always been kind of on the fence about joining half in, half out. So for me, on Reddit, I can be an anonymous person. I can forget about all my daily worries and troubles, forget about what's happening in real life, and just escape into this kind of fantastical, magical world where things are really good. And I sometimes feel like if I do reach out to these people on a more personal level, like, that facade kind of breaks down and you find out things about them that you might not necessarily want to, and you reveal things about yourself that are less than ideal. And also, these friendships, they take time and effort. And particularly since I live in Australia and a lot of these posters are from the States and Canada or from England, it can be difficult to schedule times where you can both talk together. And I guess sometimes people just drift away from each other, and I know that I am guilty of having ghosted people before. Sometimes it's not even intentional, it's just we don't speak for so long, and I feel very awkward reigniting that conversation with you. And I'm someone who's kind of really insecure, and sometimes I'm shy and I don't know what to say to you, and I don't know how to keep this conversation going, and so I can sometimes give up on that friendship, that link. And I know that we're on the internet, so I guess a lot of these friendships don't last as long as they would if you were in real life, because it's easier to cut somebody out. All you have to do is press that delete button or that block button, and there you go. You don't ever have to see or hear from them again. And I know that in the past, I've deleted a lot of my comments, and that was because I was thinking of leaving. And so the reason why I sometimes feel that I want to leave is just because I become too attached to people and to this place. I feel like it's detracting from my time spent in the real world. And I know that's terrible, because there are so many wonderful people out here and people who are friends, who I would consider friends to me, and who have helped me through some tough times. And I was reading through my inbox the other day and looking back all the way to messages that were sent 2 years ago, and I felt so nostalgic then to see the messages that were exchanged. I know that I'm not a supremely prolific or popular poster, but there are still people who I hold quite dear to my heart. And it's kind of sad seeing some of my favorite posters or some friends that I've made delete their account or go silent and just not update on anything. And I understand there's a very high turnover rate here at GWA. Partially because of the nature of what we post, and there's always a certain inherent risk involved in making these audios. So I just want to say to everyone to really appreciate what you have now and to really just take that extra step with you. If you want to talk to someone, just go ahead and message or comment with them. And even if they don't reply, at least you'll know that, hey, I did it. I took that chance and I won't regret not doing it. And I won't be there thinking, oh my God, what if I had? And what could have happened because you took the chance. And so I am someone who can be just very content living vicariously through other people's lives. And I know that there are downfalls to that, but I love going backstage and reading through all these long, heartfelt posts and seeing these jokes, inside jokes, and people being so supportive of one another. I know I've always half wanted to be in, half wanted to be out. So I don't know what I want to say. I'm lost at the moment. But if there's anything that I hope you take out of this, is that I hope you take the time to just message people that you care about, let them know you care about them, and to be brave and to have courage and just do what you want to do and appreciate everything you have. Okay, yeah. Thanks for listening.